I don't like sand. It's coarse and rough and irritating, and it gets everywhere. This is Core.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Core. I'm Scott Johnson. This is Core with Bo Schwartz, John Jagger, and myself. And thanks to John, by the way, for the inspiration for this opener today.
That I was quote. Wondering why you asked me about that.
Well, let's remind people where it comes from. It's unless they're, I don't know, maybe they're paying big attention and they already got it, but that's from episode 2 of the prequels, the Star Wars prequels. It was Anakin Skywalker talking about how much he hates sand. And I don't remember that line at all, but the other day you said it because we were talking about Chromie and all the sand she's throwing around, and
yep. I thought,
why not, man? Why not? Yep. So I asked him, I texted him today. I said, hey, who the hell said that, and what movie was it? And anyway, ta-da, turned into an intro. Hey, we've kind of been doing something this week. In particular, John has, but I think all of us have been at least thinking about the next month or so of ranking and Hero League, because it's all about to change. We're going to talk about all that stuff here in a minute, but we know there's big changes coming, and it's happening in June, like June, what was it, 15th or something? June, it's on here somewhere.
I don't remember the date.
Yeah, it's on here somewhere.
Sometime mid-June,
we're getting a complete, their complete overhaul to that whole system, the new ranking system, all the leagues and things they're adding into it, and how it all breaks down. And that's all very exciting. We're all, I think, fairly positive about that change or that addition to the game, or that, I guess, what would you call it? That tweak to the game, the iteration on the Hero League concept that they're bringing to ranked. In the meantime, they also said, if you're depending on what rank you are now, because all the hard work you did, you get this sweet elemental mount. And John went, oh, shit, I'm not ranking up very hard. I should do this. And then you got me excited about it, and now everyone's playing a lot of ranked mode to some loss, to some losing. but nonetheless, some more ranked mode is being played. So, John, I just want to throw it over to you. What's your plan, and should anyone else follow this plan? You got like a good solid 30 plus a few days, 30 then some days, to actually pull off the thing you want to pull off. How are you going to do it?
I think people should. I think people should go for it. I told myself, well, hey, I got placed at rank 35, and then I played a match, and I ranked up to 34, and I thought, psh, 4 ranks, this will be easy. Mm. I'll do this, no problem. Well, now I've got 6 ranks I got to go up now, and it's not been a great experience, but darn it, I'm giving it a try, and boy, that mount will feel good if I end up earning it. So we'll see, but, you know, why not? So they're going to go off of the highest rank you've attained, right, not what you are.
All right.
So there's no reason for you to say, oh my gosh, I'm right at the cutoff, I can't play.
Right.
You can say, you know what, no, I'm going to play like crazy because maybe I'll go up even higher. Maybe I'll get even more gold. Maybe I'll get the epic mount. Mm-hmm. And push yourself. So I think a lot of people should get in there and give it a go. I will just say, as somebody who's on this journey, my advice, don't fight with your teammates.
Good advice.
Maybe.
We shouldn't laugh. It's good advice.
Sure. No, I agree. It is good advice. So give me an example. How something went south, it sounds like, in a game or two or three.
It did. So we had a good match. We were winning. We were coming out ahead on almost all our team fights. Things were going really well. We had taken out the entire first row of structures in every lane for Spider Queen. Things were really progressing well. And we had one team fight where a Thrall decided not to participate in the team fight. He was just going to be up in the top lane doing Thrall things.
All right.
And it got 2, maybe 3 of us killed because he wasn't there. The people who died then decided to be sarcastic and thank Thrall for his lack of contributions. Thrall then decided, well, I'm not going to get called out. I'm going to get mad.
Okay.
And so he had some choice words to say in response.
Okay.
And they had some choice words. And then they said, we're going to report you for not participating in fights. And his very adult, mature stance was, well, if I'm getting reported for something, I might as well do the thing I'm getting reported for. And he stopped helping and participating in all future team fights. Wow. And we lost that match on the back of inner team fighting because we really did have it. Mm-hmm. And it's just one of those things where, look, guys, we've already found out that with the changes to team and Hero League, if you become a silenced player, you're not going to be able to participate in ranked mode. Mm-hmm. So let's all do our best to not become those players prior to this launch and after. Mm-hmm. And let's just try and be nice. Even if we don't like what somebody's doing, try to give courteous advice if you have to type anything at all.
Yes, I agree with all of that. Now, just a reminder, though, you attain the rank you need for the mount, you got it. Even if you go there and think I'm still going to keep going and then lose six ranks and don't finish and don't get back up to even where you were by the end of this month or by the end of that 30 days or so, you got the mount because you attained the rank once, right?
Yep.
So what I would say to those people is, like that, some prominent streamer just got banned. We're not going to talk about him. But when he did get, it wasn't for Heroes. It was for League of Legends. But when he got banned, that's a big deal. He's banned from the game for life. Don't do things that could get you banned even from being able to participate in the next phase of ranked mode. Like, I don't understand the mentality of throwing a game like that because you're a little pissy about one team fight or one, you know, bad calculation where somebody ended up dying. Like, pointing the blame at everybody. When we talk about these things, part of me is like, yeah, we should be a voice of reason in the community. And another part of me says, we're never going to make any leeway with this because it's all a bunch of weirdo psychopaths that are the problem. Not the whole base of game, the players, obviously. And people can change right. And people mature and all that stuff. But I also know that we're preaching to sometimes some dead ears. So, Bo, you're the Zen master. Swoop in here and tell me why I'm wrong.
I don't want to be the Zen master. I'm going to tell you you're wrong because we all know, everyone knows here that kindness is its own reward, that being the change you want to see in the world is what you're supposed to do, and you're not supposed to, it's reasonable to want to expect results and expect courtesy in return, but yeah. Really, that shouldn't change. It shouldn't change how you approach things. It shouldn't. But you're humans, and we all feel the things that we feel. So.
Sure. I have to say, I popped into some games you guys were already playing last night, and it wasn't even Hero League. It was Quick Match. And you know when you come into something raw and fresh and you haven't been there the whole time? You're not exactly sure. Like, the tone can be a little shocking.
We had a couple of people cranked past 11 or 12.
One of them might be somebody on this podcast.
I don't want to name any names, and it was totally fine. I was up for whatever, but it was interesting because usually I'm part of the whatever the rise and fall is, I'm part of it. Like, I'm already there. I either know what's going on or, you know, I'm in it. I know that we're losing or I know we're winning or whatever. This was a strange experience for me to sort of like breaking through a layer of ice and finding out that giant ice ball is made of chocolate or something. That's a bad example.
You came in right when we were dealing with all go damage stitches.
Yeah.
And it might have been on the heels of a lot of losses, and it might have pushed me a little over the edge. Damage stitches. I might have had some choice, colorful words for him that was shared. Not in game, mind you, everybody, but was shared amongst my friends.
Yeah, not on a stream or anything. It was all just purely between us. But man, that was some salty salt we had going last night. But you know what? In a way, I kind of like that. And I don't want to lose track of the whole point of us talking about this, but I kind of like the idea that we have a quote unquote core group that can vent like that. Because who else are we going to vent to? And maybe the game needs more of that. Like, maybe that's part of the problem. If you're just some angry 15-year-old in a basement, as the stereotype goes, you've got nobody to sort of offload to when you're frustrated about how something's going. You could do it because we could, you know, call the stitches out, call them damaged stitches, and really go to town, knowing that if it was a real guy and he was sitting here, we wouldn't, you know, obviously we're not going to yell at that guy, but you need a place to vent. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Bo, you were going to say
also,
something.
Also, my insults were purely aimed at Stitches. I may have made some disparaging remarks about his body type, but it was not at the player. It was at the Stitches.
That's right. I forgot about that. I never wished I had things recorded so bad in my life, but then I was kind of glad after that we didn't.
It was pretty genuine. I think we were witnessing Anakin fall to the dark side.
Big
last
time.
Night.
I just
kept quiet because there's the kind of like, you know, when your friends are like maybe feeling bad, you might make fun of them. But then there's a time where they feel bad and you're like, I'm just going to leave that alone and let, you know, I think, John, you needed some catharsis, or, you know, you just let that pathos out and just rage.
Yeah.
And I suspect it was somewhat brought on because it's not typically like that, brought on by trying to play in Hero League and having your adventures and trials and tribulations in there and sort of coming into Quick Match and still sort of feeling that way. Like, it carries over day after day. Like, you, if you have a bad day and you really want to play again, sometimes you're still tilted from the previous time you've played, and it's just challenging because the gaming world, like, it's not Heroes alone, but the entire gaming world, there's, and I want to talk about this on a future episode, but there's an element of psychological warfare to all games, and specifically online games where people needle you so readily. They're so ready to just make you feel bad for no reason. And when you're trying to concentrate on your basics, on the things, the staples that make you win games, that actually costs you. You know, it might feel good, but the rage costs you. You're not focusing on what's important. So.
Yeah, and it's a primal thing. It's not like this is the first time we've ever seen it. It certainly won't be the last, but this venue, this online competitive game space, is no more protected against that than, you know, NFL players deciding to fight in the middle of a game, or a hockey player going off and, you know, slugging an opposing teammate or whatever.
Well, and they have Twitter, those hockey players, too. Between games, it can be like, you see the way that Lefebvre shoots the puck? Mm-hmm. He shoots it like he's a rhinoceros. They don't play hockey very good. He's like, did you hear what he said? Did you hear what Lemieux said about me? He said I play hockey like a rhinoceros.
Yeah. They're like,
smack talking hockey. It's just out of control.
Yeah, it's Rocky and Apollo Creed, like, yelling at each other at the press conference. Like, it's that stuff. It's always been there. It'll probably always be there. I just feel like as gamers, we have an opportunity to set the tone for the next while, because as much as this is all blowing up, we're still at the infancy of this stuff in terms of its broadest potential. So good time for us to figure that out. I will say, though, however, there's a reason why a team on a real sports field can go out there and have a game and have a very frustrating time and be very sportsmanlike about it and then go into the locker room and pound the lockers and yell at each other for the next 10 minutes. That's all I'm saying, is that there's a release valve there. And for me, this game provides one in the people you play with. You know what each other needs. You know that, you know what buttons get pushed and can send somebody over the edge. You know the things to say. Like, that stuff, I think, is part of the conversation. Like, you need the support group and not the isolation. When you're isolated, then you don't have anybody to compliment, to defend, to criticize, to whatever. You're just yelling spew.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my take anyway. So there you go. Yeah. The moral of today's story is John's going to rank up and get a mount.
So the question, though, is, has ranked become more appealing after all of this? Is it more appealing to play ranked given all this?
Yeah. After all that, John, do you care about ranked at all at this point? That's what I want to know.
It's teaching me that I'm more excited for the rank changes than I even thought I was.
Yeah.
Because I look at that rank system and I say, oh, man, that seems way better. That seems like something I'm going to be way more into than what we have right now. What we have right now doesn't necessarily feel good. It's also a little confusing. You know, I got placed at rank 35. Every game I've been playing up until today has been with rank 21 and 20s. Like, 21 was the closest to my rank that I've been grouped with. And it has made me wonder, like, okay, well, are they matchmaking me based on MMR? And if it's MMR, why didn't they rank me in the 20s? And, you know, what exactly is going on with the ranking system? So I think the new one is going to be a little more clear, but I'm still going to stick with it. I'm still going to keep playing my ranked games and see how it goes. We're going to be doing more team ranked play, which we've been doing to a success, and it's going to be fun.
Yeah. Now, this thing with the mount doesn't apply to team rank, does it? Or does it?
Yes.
Oh, it does. It does. Okay.
So the rank rewards, and I was a little confused about this as well. Mm. They put it out there in their article about the new system, but the rewards and tiers they're showing apply to the preseason. So what we're seeing with regards to the mount, the epic mount, the regular mount, those are your preseason going into season one rewards. So that's what you're working towards right now if you're playing in ranked. It's not what you will be working towards once the season comes out, in theory.
Right, right. Now that makes sense. And if you own Thrall and you have his elemental skin, you want this mount. I want this mount for that reason.
Yeah.
Bo, okay, before we move on. So you're a guy who's already hit the rank you need to get the thing. You're just getting the thing.
I'm getting the, well, all right. So I'm going to sound gloaty, but I'm kind of happy about it. I'm
Humble
getting
brag.
The epic version of this
yeah,
thing.
You're getting the epic mount because you were already there. Yeah. You've already done some dirt. You've gotten where you need to get, and so you're all good. Does any of this change the way you feel about either the current state of rank play or what's coming in June?
Well, I don't have that pressure to get the thing, like, cause I feel like I guess attained it. I kind of still wanted to be rank one before. My goal is to hit rank one by preseason, but I don't know. At this point, I'm like, all right, preseason's done. Let's bring on the new world. I don't want to be invested anymore in thinking about the way Hero League is right now. I'm ready to see the new and ready to see just what that feels like to play in ranked. I think, and we talked about this on the last episode too, I think that ranked play has to be more and more the main mode of play than this quick match business. And I feel like a lot of people focus on the quick match side of things, and quick match is really, honestly, it's just a for fun mode. So I'm super interested in Hero League, and I'm super interested in playing Hero League with all of you, and also solo queue, but I'm excited to see what comes next, and hopefully a sort of diminution of quick match as a thing.
Yeah, I agree. It's coming. It's coming fast. So be ready, guys. Like 30 days, and we're there. Right around the time the Warcraft movie launches, by the way, here in the States, anyway. Except for you bastard Europeans who are getting it like 2 weeks early.
Canada's not in Europe.
Oh, you guys are getting it early? Is that happening?
No.
Okay.
Oh no. We get it the same time as you. We're in it together, brother.
Yeah,
We're all Americans
now.
I think of you as
our hat anyway. It's fine. The old adage holds true. All right,
it's not your hat. It's your toque.
And my back bacon and my trying to think of all the stuff I know about Canadians. That's it. That's all. That's all I got. let's talk about ranked play. It is ranking up, and we've talked about right around the week of June 14th. They haven't even been that specific about a date, but right around the middle of the month. And let's talk about what we know so far. First up, we have 7 leagues: Bronze, Silver, Gold, Platinum, Diamond, Master, and Grandmaster. Stop me if this sounds familiar, but it seems very similar to the structure of current StarCraft II ranking. Is that a fair statement? Do you feel like is it them going back to the old box and deciding to take out a few old ideas they've already made work for another game?
Notably, it's also an analog to League. That this is pretty much how League works, except Grandmaster and Master is called something different. Mm. It's Challenger. I think it's Master and Challenger or something like that. But
Master and Commander, and your top rank is Russell Crowe.
What's right below him? Paul Bettany's right below him.
Paul Bettany, yep. Drawn Turtles.
Yeah, that's a great movie, by the way, everybody. Watch Master and Commander. That. It's so good. It's a long title. It's Master and Commander, the far end of the ass end of the universe. What is it?
I don't know. It's got a really long title, which
That's
is weird because Master and Commander isn't that bad of a title.
No, it's okay on its own, but they added a bunch of stuff. It's like Master and Commander, far end of the place, all the way
looks
around.
Looks like
the deal.
Pirates of the Caribbean, but going to be way different movie.
And way gooder, right?
I mean, it's hard to compare, right?
It is.
The only similarity is they have boats.
Yeah.
Was the review for Master and Commander called Good and Excellenter? The review.
It needed to be.
At the end of the Master.
It
I don't know.
It should have been. Sorry, I should have played these. Here. Whoops. Cancel. I meant to play these. There you go. Now we're back on topic. Okay. Bronze, Silver, Gold, Platinum, Diamond, Master, Grandmaster. This all seems like a lot more granular than it was before. Bo, what do we know about those divisions and any details about that beyond just that they'll be there?
Yeah, so the divisions, are, it's going to be kind of like what you're seeing already people talk about in HOTS logs. It's going to form more of an identity of where you are rather than some nebulous number. When someone tells you you're ranked 13 or 36, like, it kind of doesn't mean anything. And in fact, I think it feels like, as we're used to linear leveling, it feels like, oh, I'm level 36. I'm very low. I got to level up. But the fact is, you might belong in a certain league until you can learn what it takes to get out of that league. So I feel like good about this because it's going to take you some time to get, if you're a Silver League player, it's going to take you time to get out of it. You can't just be like, I'm going to play this weekend so hard and get out of Silver. It focuses you more on the journey. So whatever you end up being placed at, you're going to be at for a while. So you shouldn't focus too much on it and just keep playing games. Mm. You should just be worried about logging in and playing your games. Mm. And I felt like the rank number was kind of, well, I got to get to the next rank and to the next. Oh, I dropped a rank. No, you know, it feels bad. So I think this is really positive. I really, really like this. And so notably, so not all of us are going to get to Masters League.
Right.
But if you do get to Masters League, it'll be a little bit different. Bronze, silver, gold, platinum, diamond will be these pools where you'll have divisions. Mm-hmm. And so you can be bronze 5 through bronze 1. But at Masters League, you'll start earning rank points like score, basically. And your rating in the Masters area will be based on your score, essentially. And the top 500 players are basically the ones with the most rank points. So again, it's not an MMR system. It's like a high score system. You can still lose points by losing games. So I think in theory, it should reflect that. But again, I think that's going to require volume. If you're really going for those high levels, you're going to have to be playing a lot of games and winning a lot.
Explain to me the promotion or demotion game when you're changing leagues. My best guess is, or the way I understand it, and I don't have a ton of experience with any other MOBAs and how they do things, but if you're about to break into the next, better rank.
Gold 4 to gold 3, let's say.
Yeah, let's say you're going from gold 4 to gold 3. Well, let's say you're going, because that is advancing. So, yes, you're going from 4 to 3. There'll be a game that determines whether you get that promotion or not, right? And by losing that, you don't lose any ranks in the previous, or points in the previous rank. You just are back to having to do another promotion game. Do I have that right?
I think you do lose points. Yeah. It's like this threshold. It's like a gatekeeper. So if you fail the boss fight, you get set back a little bit and you got to work your way back up to get to the boss fight.
Really, what it's there for, Scott, is for when you're about to either be in a promotion or a demotion match. The only purpose for this is for it to come up and tell you, hey, this is for all the marbles.
Yep.
Pressure.
Something to note. And I didn't see decisive information on this, was that I thought it was only one game that required for the promotion game, but it could actually end up being now or in the future multiple games. I know in League you have to win 3, I think, to rank, like get 3 consecutive wins in a row to rank up to the next tier.
Oh, geez. No pressure at all, everybody. Just relax and just sit back and go up for it. That doesn't sound like any pressure at all. It sounds like a ton of pressure. It seems really hard.
If you think your games are toxic, wait till you tell your teammates, hey guys, this is my promotion match. Please play well, you know, or you're going to ruin this for me. Similarly, there's a demotion match, I think. I read that. I'm seeing it right here. Which seems like I'm not going to tell anybody it's my demotion match because maybe the people that want to see the world burn are going to be like, oh, hey, let's get this noob down a level so I don't have to play with
him. Yeah, you don't share that information. For the record, that Thrall match I told you about, that was my demotion match, too, by the way.
Oh,
just
really?
In case anybody was wondering why I was extra maybe a little sad about that.
Well, and in unusual Blizzard form, they're making these promotion and demotion matches super, like, flashy, like big explosive, like, ooh, look at the icons about to change. And they even show you an example on the blog of sort of the color scheme of a promotion or demotion moment. They clearly want people to get all jazzed about that. Here's my only real problem. I like the idea of being in a team environment where all 5 of us are aiming for a promotion. I don't think it works. Well, it will work that way for Team League. Or are they even separated anymore? See, this is a point of confusion for me.
Team League is going to be the way it is. It's not changing.
Okay, so it is what it is, and that'll be a separate ranking, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Separate from your solo ranking.
Correct. So, yeah. but if we're all in a team, and let's say we've done it together the whole time, we're all ranking at the same speed. That's awesome. Like, knowing that we're about to hit a promotion match and get beyond where we were before is a super cool feeling. But to be solo queued in regular ranked and know that this is your promotion match and two of your teammates are being bumholes, like, ugh, the feeling that's going to be. It's going to be rough, guys. That's all I'm saying.
Yep.
Just to kind of run that into what we were saying at the top of the show, like, we're all trying to be... you know, good guys in this world where it's not, we're trying to see, how's he say it in the Winston thing? Did see the world for not what it is, but what it could be, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, brought down the game up. That's my thinking is that it's going to be, that's going to be rough. And because you don't know where anyone else is in any of this participation. Like John says, he's playing with players that are in a different rank than he is right now. Probably because your MMR is better than it was when you first did your placement matches or something. I mean, who knows? So who knows where all their heads are going to be at? See, that's going to be real tricky. It's hard with a team game, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Well, yeah. As somebody who just did it, I can confirm it kind of sucks.
Yeah. Well, now you'll get a much flashier representation of when you go down. Yes, Bo, yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, in a way, every match you play in Hero League right now is a promotion match. That's the thing. I think that's the thing that we need to focus on here is that every time you win or lose a game in Hero League, every second game, you're pretty much losing a rank. It's tilting. Mm-hmm. Actually, if you think about it, that's less pressure because if you're in Gold 3 for a while, then you're just in Gold 3. You're playing your ranked games. Mm-hmm. And you know, there is going to be a wide disparity in skill. So I hope people stop just being like, I need to get to rank one in order to enjoy this game and validate me. And just be happy being at the rank you're at and making slower progress. That said, so we're going to talk a little bit about the time for the seasons, which seems short for this kind of system, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, we talked about this before. Yeah. We said, hey, maybe this shouldn't be as short as like the way that it's happening monthly with Hearthstone. They've gone a little longer than that, but not much. How do you like the idea of, at least to begin with, 8 to 12 weeks? And by the way, they say that this will probably be the longer of seasons to start out with, and they'll shorten maybe as we go. That seems awful short to me. 8 to 12 weeks isn't very long.
Yeah, I'm on board. I was a little bit surprised with how short that was. Even 3 months honestly seems short to me. But again, this seems long or short depending on if you're a professional player or you're just someone who streams or you just, I don't know, have the means to play all day. This doesn't seem as long, so you're more engaged more regularly. But, you know, as someone who plays primarily on weekends and weeknights and plays other games, this seems short to me to make my progress.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Yeah.
But it does seem short to me.
I think it plays into their goal of being a bit more casual, though. Mm. And I think that if they make it short, it de-emphasizes some of the importance of it. If that makes any sense, like it kind of appeals maybe to a slightly more casual nature at that point where it's like, oh, you know what? It's only for this long and then we're going to be placing again. And who knows what I'll do next time around.
It's like saying it takes the edge off of it a little bit.
Yeah.
Makes it a little less like you better be hardcore and playing your next 6 months out or not, or you're lame. And instead this just says I can do it this month or I can't, or I'll do as best I can, or I'll skip this one and do the next one, or, you know, you got options here. What kind of rewards are we going to get? Looks like mounts.
So we talked about the mounts, but I mentioned it'd be great to get a coupon for a master skin. Well, mm-hmm. We're effectively getting that, although it's not just a coupon for a master skin, but it's also for heroes. You're getting gold. Mm. And it's not a ton of gold. But the gold scales from 1,500 to 4,000 for the preseason. And this is cumulative, which means if you're playing both Team League and Hero League, you can earn the reward twice. So let's say you're rank one. Mm-hmm. Let's say you're rank five in both leagues. Then you earn 7,000 gold.
instead of 3,500 each. Okay.
No, that's right. Awesome. So that's almost as much as a master skin. So enough to buy a hero in many cases. If this is every 2 months, that's a fantastic reward. If that's what it's on the scale of, I'd like a little boost to my gold economy. This is great. Even if I only rank up to rank 20, let's say, or whatever the equivalent is, 2,500 gold, let's say in both leagues, that's good. I'm happy with that. I think that's real nice.
Yeah, so, you tag that onto all your quests and stuff, and you're accumulating a lot more gold than you would have.
Yeah, so there's the gold. You get a team league portrait and a hero league portrait based on where you land and, the mounts as we discussed.
Nice.
So, those are the rewards.
They say that your highest rank during the season will be taken into account. What do you think that means? Does that mean into your MMR, into your placement the next time? Like, well, I don't know what that means.
You're stamped at your highest rank. So, like, let's say you hit rank one, but then all of a sudden lost all the games all the way back down to Bronze League or whatever. You get the reward for hitting.
Okay.
Yeah. You're time stamped there.
Like John's mount in the next 30 days. Same idea. That makes sense.
In theory.
Yeah.
Hypothetical mount.
You know what? I've never known anybody to be quite as determined as you tend to get when you have a goal in a game. And whether that's World of Warcraft or this or a million other things I've seen you play, I have a feeling you're probably going to get it. Like, I'm a little less bullish on my chances, even though I think I'm going to try to make the attempt as well. But I think you're probably going to do fine. John, no one gets in John's way, dude.
I think we'll have better luck in team ranked, maybe.
Yeah.
I think that might be the door in.
I would love that to be the door.
It's hard when you have to rely on four people.
That would be an amazing door. Plus, it would mean Bo has more ground to make up than we do. Or not more than we do, but he's kind of at a similar place because you haven't done a ton of team ranked.
No, I'm in the same boat as you completely. We're all learning together.
Yeah, but you don't get two mounts, right? You just have to get the rank in one of the modes.
Oh, do I get the regular and the epic? I think I do get two mounts.
Oh, I think you would. Yeah, I do think you get regular and epic.
And the rich get richer. The mounts, they love me. Yeah. I love the mounts.
The 1%.
Mounts are great.
The 1%. We can start calling you the Grandmaster. That's the new term for the 1%ers are. All right, what else? We got, it says preseason awards announced. Unclear if they'll be used as rewards again or if they are unique to preseason. So that's interesting, but we don't know what those are.
Yeah, so the other thing about this little grind is that you're like, oh, I need to get the Elemental Wolf. Well, and Blizzard's done this a couple times. I kind of don't love it. We don't hear that whether this is going to be a recurring reward. Could totally be a reward in season one.
Yeah.
So it's a bit of a criticism because right now it's like 30 days left. Got to rank up. Got to I'm calling in sick. Got to play heroes. Got to get that mount. And then season one comes along and you could have earned it then. That's a source of frustration. So just say they're unique to preseason or they're not. This information I don't think was available. So... Yeah.
Here's an important note. You cannot be queuing with players. So let's say the three of us want to queue two stack. We can't do three stacks. Let's say we want to do a two stack with, and there's some combination of the three of us. We can't, if it was happening today, we couldn't do it because we need to be within one league tier of each other to pull that off. So that means that a player in gold could only party with players in silver 5 through platinum 1. That seems like a big range, but it's kind of not a big range. So I'm a little sad about that. You can't take a new player who you want. You've brought a friend into the game. You've introduced them. They've done all the AI and quick matches they can stand. And you're like, all right, man, time to take a step up into the next thing. I'm rank 3 and you're rank 45. You can't do that anymore, which is a little sad, right?
A little, but I think we also have to think of it from the other side because I was with you where my gut reaction was like, oh, man. That sucks.
Yeah.
But the other side of that is when I solo queue and I'm in there and here comes, my fellow, we're going to say hypothetically and pretend I have a higher rank than I do. I'm rank 10 and here's another fellow rank 10 with me and he's brought his buddy, Jimmy John, who he's rank 40. Yeah. And he's like, let's go, guys. I picked Nova. I'm going to snipe master. And I'm just like, well, all right.
No, it's a good point. It's a good point. It's a great point.
Yeah, I will say that I've done a lot of pairing up with people in rank 30 and below in Hero League. And it's, I don't know, we've won a lot of our games. I don't I didn't feel held back by the fact that I had somebody different rank, because I felt like the matchmaker was attempting to match me up with somebody on another team. Like, if I had a lower ranked player on my team, then there's someone on the other team that's in theory lower ranked too, right?
But in theory, yeah.
The people have spoken and they don't like it.
Yes.
No, sir.
Placement games down to 10 instead of 20. I like the sound of that. That sounds, yeah, that sounds great. The other thing felt like a slog, and this does not so much. 10 is a meaningful number, I think. During placement matches, players will only be able to party with those doing placement matches as well. I think that's also good, right?
Yeah, Noob Island. So it's great. That means you won't be paired with someone who's played 20 games and is like, you're playing your rank 5 game, and Mr. Placement Match comes along, who happens to be on a hot streak, but is making all kinds of mistakes.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You still, I mean, there's still the issue of maybe getting Smurfs in there, right? But that's maybe not, I mean, I don't know why people would create Smurf accounts unless Blizzard makes another reward system that encourages Smurfing. So maybe it's not a big deal, but I always worry about that. You start out in some noob area. I noticed when the open beta started for Overwatch, I noticed that there were almost always some team you'd run into that were all level 1 through 5, nothing. Like, they'd barely touch the thing and they just stomp you. And you realize, oh, well, this is some pre-made team that lives in a barracks in China somewhere and trains all day. Like, you just get absolutely worked by these guys, and you just by their numbers assume, well, you know, we're going to have a fine time here. I always worry about it in these games. And when the Vulture thing happened, it was just kind of a nightmare with all those guys in there, all the smurfing that went on. So I guess what I'm saying is, holy unconnected conversation, Blizzard, don't give people an excuse to do Smurfs anymore. That's all I'm saying.
I'll support that.
Yeah, let's all have a nice vote for that. What else? We talked about placement games. Okay, during placement matches, players will only be able to party with others doing placement matches. We talked about that. Silenced players will now be unable to play in ranked games. You mentioned it at the top of the show. I don't think this can be reiterated enough. If you are silenced, you're screwed.
Bye, buttheads.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah. Let me take a controversial stance here. And if you don't like it, go ahead and tweet me and I'll silence you there too. If you're a dick in the game, you don't deserve to be playing it.
Yeah.
It's not that hard to be reasonable. If I can manage it, you can manage it.
Did you guys see that post on the forums where somebody was just freaking out that they didn't do any of the things the people who silenced him said he did or that reported him? And I don't know who it was, but someone on one of the blues posted the stuff he said or some of the lighter things that he said, because they couldn't post some of the more rancid things he said. The guy was a complete douche. They have all of the logs. They see it all. They know exactly what you're saying and doing. So don't go pretending. Don't be a dick. Just play the frickin' game. Beat me, you know, beat me because you're good, not because you're a douche.
Yeah, hey, and you know what? If you make a mistake, then just let it go. Apologize, or if it's later, you can still. Tomorrow's a new day for you to be the better version of yourself that you were destined to be.
Oh my gosh! Listen to you, dude. That was the most zen-like thing you've ever said. That was amazing.
I should be a character in one of Blizzard's games. You know what? Kill Anduin in Warcraft. I'll take his place.
Listen, is there anyone more zen-like than Bo?
That's a good question.
I say the answer is no. What else?
Can I play devil's advocate on that for just a moment,
even though
I took a real strong stance?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, here's my devil's advocate.
All right, go ahead.
The only case that I will give you maybe an inch to silence players is I do agree that if you have already been on the receiving end of a silence, this is probably a nasty surprise to find. But that doesn't mean you didn't do it in the first place. So keep that in mind. I do kind of feel bad for people that maybe didn't think there were any consequences back in the day, and now it's caught up to them, but that's the way it goes sometimes. Yeah.
Hard part is it's 20 minutes or so for a game is a long time to sit on your thumbs, man. I think people just have a hard time controlling their anger when they got to wait that long to lose and get the hell out of there.
I have a quick story, very quick. I'm calling you out, guy I played with in Quick Match today. There was a guy who called us effing idiots and bawled us out, and his username was Composure. His username was Composure. That's the story. And at the end of the match, I typed in my message all ready for him to say, you know, when it says victory screen and someone tries to get in the last word.
Yeah.
And I was hovering over enter waiting for that snarky comment, and oh boy, it came. And then I hit enter right away, and I'm like, I see why they call you composure. And that was the last word. I was like, wow. And then I blocked him, so he didn't have anything to say to me after the match.
Wow. That's
so if you're listening, composure, you could be nicer.
That's some tasty irony right there, man. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
What else? Let's see. Three-player groups were supposed to be allowed again in Hero League, but the Illuminati convinced Blizzard to reconsider the issue. This is no longer going to be implemented, at least not for this first season. That's probably just a numbers problem still.
This is actually controversial because they were really committed to doing the three players in Hero League. And that's something we could have done together. Mm-hmm. And some pro players and streamers were like, no, don't take away Duo League. It's going to ruin everything.
I'm sure they said it exactly like that.
Well, wow. I think the initial vision for the game was a good one, and I'd like them to remain committed, because this two-tier world, what do they call it? Like this apartheid of ranked, where you have Team League and Duo and Solo Queue, it's weird. It's weird to feel like you don't belong to one over the other. I'd like to play one game and not some version. I dig that that's what we're kind of doing in Hearthstone. So, it's experimentation. Ultimately, they could have given us the trio thing and taken it away. It would have been fine to let us try it, let them try their experiments. Instead, what happened was, don't try things. It's going to ruin the integrity of the game. And I mean, I don't know. They've got to try it sometime. It's not good as is, so they've got to try things. So I don't like that they sort of... I like it when Blizzard sticks to its guns on weird decisions like this, and I felt that they didn't feel ready to face the criticisms of it, but...
Well, maybe it's not a full-on caving, but maybe it's a... I don't know. Maybe they were already on the edge of it, and then when they heard that there would be a potential backlash from their most vocal supporters, that was enough to keep them on the side of, all right, we'll be conservative and wait till later when it makes more sense or something.
Well, and I'll say this. I will admit fully, I don't understand the argument against three-player in Hero League as well as I would like to make a strong stance on either side of the fence. I'm not familiar enough with it to be like, yes, they should have done it, or no, they shouldn't have. What I do know is it would be really nice if I could do ranked with more of my friends than I currently can without having to hit the team league levels, because we don't always have the numbers for it. But they are giving us, they did confirm unranked draft is coming to the game. That's kind of a nice concession. It's something. And I'm okay with that, at least.
Yeah, I think that sounds all right. Chat room piped up and says League merged them, meaning League merged the two groups, and it's the worst thing that happened to that game. I can't speak to that because I don't know anything about League, but Bo, do you know what they're talking about?
So I get it. When you're a person who doesn't have a lot of people to play with, you want a shot at fairness. And so that's where this comes from. Solo League players are all stuck in the same silo of isolation together. So don't stick me up against or with groups of people. I get it. But the thing we have to understand about MOBAs is that if they could only have one game mode out of all the game modes, it's going to be Team League. It's a five-man game. They're designing for a five-man on comms, trying their butts off to coordinate and do things together. Meaning, if you're a solo queue player and you rank up to rank one, you're a skilled player, but you're still not playing the game in its pure and true form, which is five-man coordinated play. Mm-hmm. So that's why I feel like they look at all the people who want to play solo and say, oh, let's accommodate them. But why are we accommodating them if that's not the main way the game is played? Mm. And also, they have duo. If you have duo, you might as well have trio. It's every time I'm in a Hero League and there's a duo on one team, there's a second duo on the other team, and I'm full of five people by myself. It's effectively the same thing. So if they're going to do that, then just let trios play the game and bring back four stacks. So I've kind of swung the other way a little bit on this because I'm not seeing a pathway to strictly solo, and that to strictly solo is the way to play the game. I think it's important for a lot of competitive players, But I don't know. I don't like that people complained and that they gave into it. I wanted to see experimentation.
Yeah,
but
I would have preferred that.
I'm gonna stop ranting now because real talk is over.
Well, let's talk about soft MMRs then real quick before we move on to this interview with Browder. The hard MMR is left. Soft MMR is back. Is this going to benefit me, really? Because that's what I need, is an MMR reset. I'm not the player I was when I was dicking around in the alpha, and I would really like to have that be more relevant to how I play now. And will this do that for me? I guess what I'm asking is, how soft is this MMR reset?
I think the way Dustin explained it in layman's terms, which is the only terms I understand, your older games are going to weigh less in the calculation of your MMR than the new games coming in.
Okay.
If that makes any
sense.
Yeah,
no, that doesn't
and
make
I
sense.
I think there's some squishing going on too. There's something that actually is changing with the Chromie patch. And then there are other things changing with this week of June 14th patch as well. So that's considered a soft reset, because the alternative, the hard reset, would be chaos, as that's what Dustin Browder said.
Nice.
And
all right, now these next ones are going to rip through. Feel free for anyone who has anything to say about any of these, please pipe in. Haunted Minds coming back into rotation. This is all from an interview with Dustin Browder. Not excited, John? No?
Nope. Unless they're changing it in a real radical way.
But we like it better than Garden Tear, don't we? Mm-hmm. But we still have to have Garden Tear.
I would say yes now, but that's because I've now been stuck with Garden Tear. If they want to take Garden Tear out and put Haunted Minds in, okay, now there's just a different map that I hate. But
or there's a one you hate slightly less than the one that you really hate the most, or whatever. I understand. Where you're basically swapping around for last place is what you're talking about.
Exactly. They're just moving that last bottom rung. We actually looked at our win rates on maps, and Haunted Minds is the worst for me. So I have a valid reason to really not like Haunted Minds, and I'm completely okay with it being gone. But if they've updated it, which is what they said they were going to do before they brought it back.
Yeah.
If they've done that, I'm all for it. Let's check out what new Haunted Minds is. But if they're just bringing it back because people are like, where's Haunted Minds? I don't miss it. No, stay dead. Kill another map while we're at it.
All right. No Warcraft map included in this update or even in development. They say they would like themed maps for all the IPs eventually, but nothing specifically in the works. We've talked about this a little bit, and I'm still just surprised that arguably the flagship IP for the company is not represented in a map yet. I guess neither is StarCraft. Diablo just got so much love last year.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. I don't know what the reasons were. I kind of feel like maybe something changed. Like, they were so focused on this idea of, let's theme out these big releases. Let's have maps and characters and a whole event around it. And then we'll do that again. And this time we'll do this IP, and then we'll do it again. And then at some point they said, all right, guys, resources really need to be spent on matchmaking overhaul, like some of this more under the hood stuff. And that stuff got, waylaid. Is that a term? Is that a word? Waylaid.
Waylaid works.
Yeah, that's the word. I guess that's the word I was looking for. So that, I don't know. Does that ring true, Bo, to you? Like, I could be wrong, but there was all that momentum and then it went and stopped.
Yeah, I think their priority shifted midway through. Mm. I think, they have a roadmap when they're doing these things, and I think they've either learned or changed directions at some point and rode this thing out. Because the next item here that he talks about, that Dustin talks about, was that they don't want to do another thing like Eternal Conflict because they pushed out a bunch of content all at once. So I still have a theory, although I thought maybe it was coming later in the year. It's surprising that Ranked is coming so soon, that there is still a deluge of map-style content that's going to be dripped out at a more even pace the way Heroes are. They've been very good about releasing Heroes pretty timely.
Yeah.
And the maps have been a while, or whatever events are going to be with the new content that's not Heroes but maps. So,
what was our last map? Yeah. It was Shrines? Was that it?
Towers of Doom.
Oh, Towers of Doom. That's right. That's right.
I don't know if... I think it came out in 2015, so we're in May. We haven't heard or seen any new maps for the 2016 year. It's been a little while. Even a peep.
And if they're putting Mines back in rotation, I don't know what that means, but it may mean that we're looking at a longer time. I don't know.
Pain.
Pain. That's what we're looking at. Pain. Like Spock said when he held that pizza in that cave. Moving on. I know it wasn't a pizza. Don't send me your emails about Horta, everybody. I know. It's just a joke. All right. What else here? Oh, I know. This is something Bo predicted. So, Bo, you're about to get a big pat on the back. Says arenas are still coming, but not like what anyone saw at BlizzCon. It will be something more along the lines of Tavern Brawl and used in to test ideas in the game, like Tavern Brawl is used for. Like, in theory, Overwatch's weekly brawls will be used. You were dead right that that was probably where things were headed. And I don't know that this changes what arena... Like, as much as what we saw was supposed to be a kind of self-contained mode, in theory, that's like one mode you could play to be a way to test ideas. In other words, what they showed us at BlizzCon could be a weekly brawl, right? But now that that's not the standard, and while I want to give you kudos for predicting this, John's not happy about this. Or at least you weren't the other night. How do you feel about arenas at this point? Because now it sounded to me like you're not excited about it anymore.
I don't, and I'm going off of the idea that it's going to be like Tavern Brawl or the, what is it called in Overwatch?
Weekly Brawl or something?
Weekly Brawl.
Yeah.
If it's like that, it's immediately a mode that no longer interests me, which I was super interested in Arena, and I said as much on the show. I feel like this game needs a no consequences, no pressure, fun, easy to get in, easy to get out kind of mode. Which some people would probably say, well, that's quick match, and okay, fine. But I just wanted something like that, and I felt like Arena was going to really appeal to that. Weekly brawls and all of that, I like the Tavern Brawls in Hearthstone simply because it gives me a card pack, right?
Yeah.
Like, sometimes the brawl is super fun, sometimes I've liked the brawl more than I like Hearthstone as a game, but generally speaking, it's like, okay, well, whatever, but I got my card pack, now I'm good. The Overwatch ones, I played once, and I'm not going to touch again unless they give a reward for it, because it just messes the game up, in my opinion. Like, I haven't had more fun with that than Overwatch as a core game. And if that's all this is going to be, is just, oh, well, now we're cycling, and today's Illidan Day, everybody be Illidan. No, I don't like Quick Match, because I don't like mirror matches. I don't want Illidan Day, either. So... yeah, I'm kind of not interested in this mode, and I don't know what they could offer as a reward to get me excited about it, unless they changed how their reward system
works. Could not agree more. It's all down to rewards for me. I don't care about any of this unless there's something great that comes out of it. I don't want this. I like the idea of custom stuff with friends, like wacky ideas with friends. Great idea. ARAM's really fun. Some sort of map maker like Bo's always asking for would be really fun, but not as a thing that's me and a bunch of randos banging our head against the wall. Even if those rewards are good, I still may not be that interested. So, Bo, deciding factor. Well, not really, because it's two against one if you like it, but where are you at with Arena?
Well, I don't really enjoy brawls. So, honestly, Arena seemed interesting because it was different. If they're giving me brawls, I don't care. I am an avid Hearthstone player, or at least I was until Heroes sort of sucked my life away.
Yeah.
Brawls did not appeal to me whatsoever. Mm. So I played them a little bit, but not, I'm not the audience for it.
And they must have, they must know that they do have a strong audience for it, or I don't think they'd be going down this path. So I want to make that clear. We don't, you know, obviously we're not trying to say that we represent the large portion of the player base that might love this idea, but it does not appeal to me at all. We'll just play regular ass games, man. That's what I'm going to do.
It might be fun, you know, a couple games. It's just, it's like that. I know, you know, a lot of work goes into these things. I hate being like, well, I played one game of it and I'm done.
Yeah.
That was a thing that happened.
So, good news. The Chromie patch hit the PTR. Let's talk about it for a second. I have not had a chance to mess with the PTR at all. So I'm really curious to get some feedback from you guys. But we know a few things about who Chromie is and what she does. We know that, first of all, it is a gnome, and John was sadly wrong in his hope that it wasn't a gnome. I think all of us kind of thought it was going to be one, and it didn't matter because it was coming whether we liked it or not. Now we have a gnome. She's a ranged assassin. She seems kind of awesome. But why don't you explain her abilities, and then who's played her?
I have.
Oh, good.
Although I suffered a two thousand second wait times. New feature coming in the next patch called high estimated wait time. And I sat there and waited, what was it, like 20 minutes to play a game with her twice.
Oh my gosh.
In quick match. So anyways, she's quite popular. First of all, super fun. Her passive is, you probably have seen this in the video, but for some reason you haven't. Her passive is Time Walker. She gets all of her abilities one level earlier, except for level one, which she gets at level one because there's no level zero.
Right.
Well, she has it before the match starts. You just can't use it yet.
Sure. Okay. I accept that answer.
Yeah.
It's sound. It's logical. So that's cool. You get your ultimate at nine, things like that. She shoots. She has a sniper. She picks up a ball of sand, shapes it into a dragon, and throws it at people. It's got a longer range than Nova's snipe or anything like that. It does a ton of damage. It doesn't hit minions, only hits heroes, and it has a wind-up. So it can be hard to aim if you're trying to lead things like a full 2-3 seconds ahead of where you want to shoot it.
Sure.
Pretty cool. Then she's got this awesome ability like Dragon Suplex or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what it's called, but she shoots a giant dragon up into the air, fires it down onto people, and there's no telegraph. So they can see you firing it up, but they have no idea where it's going to land. It's super fun to try and snipe people with that as well.
Yeah.
Finally, she's got a little time trap that goes invisible and puts people into stasis, Karazim style or Carl Jim style for a quick second. And she has two interesting ultimates. One is just she poos out the circle of poo, and it slows people. The longer they stand in it, the crappier it gets. No pun intended.
Yeah, yeah.
And she has a temporal loop ability, which is my favorite part of her whole kit, which is you cast it on somebody, and basically it's you're putting Tracer's recall on somebody and forcing them to use it. That's the best way I can describe it.
It's interesting to watch.
So
no, and by the way, everything you've just described is covered in sand all the time. Like it's just
lots sand, of sand.
Sands of time, which we totally get, right? She's the time dragon thing, dragon flight, time lord, whatever the hell they call it. But she's got all of her abilities are like the dragon thing that flies up and comes down and causes big damage, kind of mage style. It's like shooting a big sand dragon into the sky and it lands and just poofs sand everywhere. It's kind of the coolest effect in the game. As far as I'm concerned,
not only is it look very cool, like it's super when you compare it, and I'm going to bash on Tracer again. Sorry, John, but when you compare it to Tracer, Chromie's abilities are way more flashy and graphic-y and all that kind of stuff. But not only that, the sound is amazing. Mm-hmm. Everything sounds heavy, like a bunch of earth is moving around. The sound design around her effects are amazing. The whole experience is really good. She's amazing. She is incredible.
John, how do you feel about that? She's at least got a goblin skin. That's cool.
Yeah, she does. And I'm going to buy it. They found a way to really guarantee money from me, which is to offer a non-gnome version of Chromie. And boy, am I going to be on board with that. It alters her VO. Sadly, it doesn't give her new VO, which would have been super cool because gnomes are friggin' annoying. Yeah. But she's awesome. I will just say, all my gnome hate aside, she's still got the weird four finger hand that kind of creeps me out, and it looks like a Simpsons monkey paw or something. But you know, that all aside, she's a super cool character, and I think I'm actually in what is probably the grandest joke of them all. I'm gonna really like playing her because I enjoy leading targets and guessing where people are going to go. It creates kind of a meta game within the game, and playing those mind games and doing that is something super fun for me, and it makes her just a blast for me to play. So I'm gonna probably play a lot of Chromie. Even though she was not necessarily a character I was thrilled to hear about.
Perhaps the greatest irony of all is that John not only wants to play Chromie, but that she seems to be tailor-built for your playstyle.
Yep.
Take that random irony. All right.
We always hate the things we see in ourselves.
There were a ton of updates to Arthas and Anubarak. We're going to save those for next week. And talk more about them in more depth. Probably have the patch by then as well, so we'll be able to...
The patch notes are gigantic.
Yeah, it's real big.
Yeah.
Real quick on the Arthas point, just as good news for people looking for a reason to want to love Arthas in this game again. one of those being John, who's a huge Arthas fan in everything but Heroes, which is ironic, is that the early word from streamers and pro players and some of the casters and people that are really heavily involved in Heroes is that it is really, really great. Like, Arthas is back in a way that they're all super stoked about. So looking forward to talking more about that. Medivh, we didn't even talk about Medivh. He's not on the PTRs. He can't play him, but he's in development. He's coming. We know very little about the guy. We've seen a few things. He's a specialist. Still no support heroes. We'll know more about that next week, but a specialist mage, which is kind of interesting. His abilities, he can be a raven. This is his Z and his passive. He has a portal gun. Sort of, you know, lets him portal around. Spare condom. Explain this to me, please.
So I don't know what the abilities are called. So I need to explain the be a raven thing first. We'll get to the condom.
Right. Bo's been making guesses at what things are called, and I think he might be off on some of these.
Right. You can turn into a raven and fly anywhere on the map, including the enemy Hall of Storms, and they can't attack you.
Oh,
that's,
wow.
That's his mount ability. You can just go hang out in the Hall of Storms.
It's got to have a time. It's got to have a timer on it, though, right? There's no way you can just stay in. Really?
Infinite. You can just be a raven.
Wow. You can't start anything, the match. So.
All right.
Yeah, but you can be a raven. Remember?
I know. I'm all on board on this plan. I want to be a raven. That sounds way cool.
But do you get to? So what you are is you're like an enhanced vision creature. Like you can do vision.
It's for scouting, but really, you just want to hang out and be a raven, of course. Yeah, the portal gun is like you can make portals and teleport your team to other places on the map. Yeah. Super cool.
Very cool. And by the way, this needs to be said. It's not just like a hole in the ground or something. He makes like the dark portal every time. So he is like true to his lore, making a little mini dark portal with a couple of dragon lordy dudes on the sides and a freaking thing in the middle. You expect someone to say they're not prepared any minute. It's amazing. Anyway, continue on.
It does look amazing. And so the spare condom thing is that, like, he can give this new keyword to people called protection. And when you're protected, you don't take damage, although you're still susceptible to CC. But he's like a healer.
Oh, yeah.
If someone shoots a bunch of damage at you and you protect them with the yet-to-be-correctly-named spare condom, then they don't take damage.
So somebody locks you down with what's the fish? The what's it called? Freaking Octograb. In theory, you could lock his damage down during the entirety of Octograb and never take an ounce of damage. That's pretty impressive. Yeah. That's big.
Yeah. And it's not. This isn't an alt. This is on a 5-second cooldown.
Wow.
It's like Tassadar shield, just like bloop.
Must be short then.
You get a condom, and you get a condom, and you get a condom. I'm Medivh.
It's interesting from a specialist standpoint that specialists are so often considered lane clearers and stuff. Like your job is to go clear that lane and beat down those things and siege that fortress and whatever. But this feels like he needs to be in the thick of it a lot more often if that's one of his regular abilities. You know, because what else is that good for? Himself, I guess. That's it. I assume it's self-casting.
Can he cast it on himself?
I don't know.
That seems like the kind of thing you balance by not giving self-casting.
Yeah. You also say here, I think he has a shooty laser for one of his other abilities.
And I didn't catch that.
A mass polymorph, which am I to believe that you can turn the entire team into a big bunch of sheep?
It's an infinite living bomb of polymorphs. So you polymorph a guy, then they've got a range. And if an enemy teammate's in the range, amazing, when it procs, the teammate turns into a sheep. And this can proc forever, right from level 10. It's infinite.
Yeah.
So your team, you know, it's a really cool, unique ability. I look forward to using that.
What's magic blue lines?
He has some other ability. It's like Void Prison.
We need Bo to just use his names for everything.
Yeah, this is amazing. And don't forget him when we cast some games.
Can't see it, but literally these are the show notes. It's very professional looking documentation, but in there where abilities would go, I think he has a shooty laser for one of the other abilities.
I want like competitive play with casters yelling things like, oh no, he just did magic blue lines or spare condom.
Magic blue lines sounds like Walter White got into cocaine.
That is what would happen if they hired us to do this casting. Seriously, they have all these pro events. They should have like a like a parody event, and they can invite us and we'll cast it and we'll get everything wrong.
I'm all in. That'd be great.
Yeah, we'll get all the viewers.
I already do that with ones we already know the names of, so why not these ones? It's fine.
But the Magic Blue Lines is basically like Void Prison, but it's a line that fires out and puts people in stasis.
Okay. I don't know.
It's very weak ability. I don't see why anyone would be excited about Magic Blue Lines.
All of this is from this is all from the leaked video, right? This isn't from anything Blizzard's shown yet officially, or have they?
Yeah, I think they have, but maybe it is from the leaked video.
I think this is all leaked.
They've shown unofficially through like streamers and casters.
Oh, okay.
There's video out there that contains actual video from the event that they put on.
Okay. All right.
So sorta official.
There was some dream hacky stuff going on that I think happened. Also Widowmaker Nova, that's the skin. That means probably no Widowmaker in HOTS. That's fine with me. And Eagle Eye, Taranda. What the hell's that? I don't remember. What'd we get there with that?
Oh, it's like Super Sonya, but for Taranda. It's amazing. It's honestly one of the best parts of that in development video.
Yeah, I forgot.
I love the superhero Avengers style skins in this game. So that's a must buy. It's high on my list.
They should do more. They should have that across the board more, you know, like Hulk for Thrall or something, or just go crazy so we all look like a bunch of Avengers. I think that would be amazing.
I like
it. DreamHack event happened, came and went. Niventic beat Cloud9 in game 5, kind of took a horrible beating there at the end. It was a little frustrating how the crowd was not as full as I would hope it would be. We were remarking on that the night we were all playing, and some of us were watching it. It was a little empty for my favorite MOBA. And I don't know if that was true across the board. It was like last day of the event. Maybe everything going on at that time was a little sparse. I don't know. Wasn't there. But yeah. That bugged me a little bit. I don't know why. I shouldn't let stuff like that's not a big deal. It's like I don't need to see a bunch of people in a crowd to validate my love for this game or know that tons of people are playing it. But for whatever reason, it just made me go, oh, man, fill up those seats. This is good stuff, man.
Yeah. You just want people to appreciate it the way we do.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we're it's the long term. You know, Dustin Browder's been out there saying we're playing the long game. So, you know, we just need to keep being passionate. And it'll slowly grow over time. That's my thinking.
And they have
League was important in a day.
Yeah, yeah. So. And they have long money, so they can do it, right? Like that's if people want to think about the long term health of Heroes, this isn't like some small studio that needs to make or break it in the fourth quarter. This is a company that needs that game to be a long term, high quality, you know, game that people get a lot of loyalty over time. I'd love a big injection at the top, and I think they probably got that better than anyone else has. But in this very competitive, weird MOBA space, they're in it to win it, and that means slow and steady wins the race, or at the very least keeps you in the race. And they've got the money to do it, is my point. So don't
worry. Other MOBA has like 80 billion podcasts like this show does? Like there are a lot of shows and content creators out there. The community's very vibrant. So that's why I feel very bullish on the future of this game.
I do too. Next week we're going to skip Core Concepts today, but next week we're talking about Death Ball. And I'm very interested in this. I want to go deep on what that is, what it means, why some think it is the worst thing in the game. Let's call it the Death Ball effect. And when you should do it as a team and when you shouldn't. And why I think it's a good part of the game. I'm not going to complain. I like Death Ball.
Death Ball deep.
Yeah.
Sounds.
That sounds good
to me.
Yeah, it sounds real good to me too. Okay, look at this. Emails and calls. Let's start with an email today that came to us at core@heroesforyou.com. We also take your phone calls at 801-471-0462. This email came from Chris, not Metzen, I believe. He says this: hey guys, just listen to the conversation on chasing. Having mentored quite a few new players into both Heroes and League of Legends, I've got some specific notes on the topic. When not to chase. Away from an objective, he says. If someone's running away from an objective, you just won the objective. Take it. Exceptions apply. See the next section. We'll talk about that in a second. When not to chase, the other team has a level lead. Multiple members of the team are missing or MIA, not visible on the minimap. So that seems consistent with what you're always telling us to do, Bo. I feel like Bo's always having to remind us. guys, we're down.
We did mention map awareness, I think, last week.
Yeah, we talked about that a bit. Then he says, when to chase the to press the advantage and keep strong level XP lead, but don't get reckless. When you are playing a hero with strong escapes, like Tracer, to zone enemies, and John's really good with that, I think. Also with Li Ming, I've noticed good Li Ming players are able to do some crazy stuff despite how soft they are. To zone enemies away from objectives, like a single Nova can take your whole team from away from collecting a tribute for days. We learned that last night. And then remember, chasing is often a decision to trade the security of a minor lead for the chance of a stronger lead, the risk being that the enemy team turns around into a lead of their own. So anyway, additional thoughts from Chris regarding
the
chase.
Those are real good. Yeah, I like all of them.
I agree. I like that he says up here he's mentoring people. I like that people in the community are mentoring other players. That gives me hope.
Yeah, that's a cool thing.
Yeah, I like that a lot. All right, we got a couple of calls. This one comes to us talking about, well, it got cut short, so I didn't get the entire call. It wasn't me. The call ended. You went under a tunnel or something, but here's how it went.
Hello, gentlemen of the core. This is MKB in Oakland, California. I'm listening to your latest episode, and you're talking about all these changes to the game to potentially solve some problem with Quick Match, but it's not really clear what the problem is that you're trying to solve. So you guys are all over the place, so maybe... it would be better, you would have an easier time coming up with a solution if you can actually articulate what the problem is. For me, as I'm not as serious a player as you guys, I'm kind of a dilettante, Quick Match just works fine. I have a handful of heroes that I'm comfortable with. I pick the hero I want to play. I take you. If I have to wait a while, I talk to my friend, or I play a game on my phone, or watch TV, or whatever. It takes as long as it takes, and it's usually not...
Okay, that's where you got cut off. Now... he's
we got the point.
Hey, yeah, we get the point. And also I want to say that he's right, and this is why I'll tell you what I think is right. But there's a reason Quick Match exists and will never go away, and that's right. Because we need a mode that we can just get in, play a character we want to play, have some fun, approach it in a more casual way. It has to be part of the game, and in that way works fine. Totally works fine. Is he right, though, about us needing to, I'm trying to think back to previous episodes. I feel like we've done a pretty good job explaining what we think in Quick Match is janky. Mirror matching, no draft. I mean, there's some, they're little things, and maybe those are the things that would take him out of it being as casual and fun as it is for him. Well, what do you guys say about that?
I think he was looking for a succinct thesis. Mm.
I know exactly what I don't like about Quick Match. All right. It's real simple.
Go for it.
I don't like mirror matches. Mm-hmm. I don't like bad comps.
Yeah.
I don't like matches where I feel like the moment the match has started, we've either lost or going to have a real big uphill battle because the RNG of the matchmaker decided to put a real unbalanced thing together for me. Mm-hmm. I am growing fond of the draft. That said, there's a lot I like about Quick Match. I like being able to know I'm going to play Tracer. She's not going to be banned all game, like she is currently in ranked. So I there are things I like, but those are the big things I don't like, and I don't like them enough to be very frustrated with Quick Match as a result.
Yeah. They're all valid. I think that perfectly re-articulates very succinctly what it was we were talking about. I think the issue is that there's an experience for heroes that we feel like we get promised when we see the broadcasts for heroes. Mm-hmm. And then when we come in to play the game, we don't get that. Mm. And so I think our criticism is, how can we make our casual experiences better? Because Nova, Zeratul, Li Ming on both teams, and Kael'thas and Abathur's makes not for a fun match. So
right.
That's I think, like, as John and I stated, the sort of thrust of it, which is, what can we do to make it more like the game we see when we watch Twitch?
Yeah, I don't have any disagreements with any of that. I think that's exactly right what you guys say. So if that's not articulated enough, I don't know what else you say. Like, that's, I think those are pretty succinct reasons why and none of us are saying it's broken or terrible. We play it all right. The time. It's fun. We're just saying, here's some things that could be improved. And part of that is in the shadow of a relatively hard to get into rank system right now for the casual player. Maybe that changes with seasons and this is less of an issue. You know, a lot can happen in June is all I'm saying. So come on back in June. Actually, come back next week and listen to the show again. We have one more call. This is about flooding the lane.
You guys were chatting about new maps and thought of a new idea. What if we had a StarCraft-themed map where lava would periodically flood some of the lanes? Or I just got a fan of the Warcraft, so maybe a Thousand Needles-themed map where every so often it would flood with water. So just wanted to throw that out there. Love the show, guys.
All right. I really like this idea. Did you guys play the Sonic racing games? Like they're basically Mario Kart ripoffs. Did you play those at all? Sonic something?
No.
It's basically the only good Sonic game since the first Sonic games. They're really actually quite good. So they play like Mario Kart, but one thing that really set them apart, especially the second one in the series, was and this thing's on Steam. You can get it anywhere, which is kind of nice. But anyway, one of the nice things about that game is you do a lap, and I think Mario even does some of the stuff in 10. I know it does. But you'd do a lap, and then when you get around and hit the line again, there'd be like an earthquake, and the road in front of you that you were on last time is now all tipped, and there's fire underneath it, and you've got to take an alternate route that actually sends you flying, and now you've got wings, and you're like a ship, and that lap is mostly flying, and then you land again on the starting line where you're going to start your third lap, and now that one veers off to the left, and it's in the water. You're doing hovercraft and going through a cave. Like, it's basically like three maps in one map. And that's what this reminds me of, as he described it in the call. The idea that when you start the game up till, say, level, I don't know, 10 or 5 or whatever the breakpoint is, take it in thirds maybe, you get to that middle point and then suddenly the map is flooded and the lanes you have to take are different, or you've got to all hop on barges or whatever it is to get to where you got to do your thing. He may be meaning it more as, well, what if the mechanic was a flood or a lava spread or a something that was the actual mechanic of the game and that you had to work around that and achieve that or stop that or survive it better than the other team does or whatever. Either way, I totally dig this idea. Thoughts? What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think like the idea.
Yeah, I think it's super cool. It's a nice way to, if they had it to where it was randomized, maybe maybe you're doing really well in one particular lane, and then next thing you know, that lane is flooded with lava for a chunk of time. All of a sudden, you have to reevaluate your strategy. It kind of eliminates the ability to reliably backdoor if you can't reliably say, hey, I'm going to be able to push this lane all game. So I think it could play with some of the strategies that exist in the game in some fun ways.
Yeah, I like it. You think so, yeah. Bo? You like the idea?
I want to double down and say I have my own ideas, ooh, which involve the entire map being on airships and wind being a mechanic on it. Whoa. And why not throw water in it, too? Like, there's... Because Heroes identifies itself as a MOBA that isn't like, we're only going to play on Summoner's Rift because it's the mathematically best map, should open the door to all kinds of awesome possibilities. And if Blizzard's not going to work on it fast, give us the map editor.
Yeah, let us do it. Oh, wow. And then do it. But then take our best ideas. That's fine.
They can't have both ways. They can't be like, our identity is to have wild and crazy maps and then close it off and give it out in dribbles. I'm sorry. That's like, having your cake and eating it too.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I fully expect either more maps faster with crazy zany ideas to live up to that that pillar of its identity, or give the community some tools.
All right.
Do it.
I agree.
This guy wants to make a lava map. I want to play his lava map.
I do too. And I want to call it lava from now on. That's my new way of saying it.
Lava.
I always said lava, but I'm going to say lava from now on.
Cacophony of lava fills the lane.
You can say lava, can't you?
Sure.
Is it just lava?
You can say lava when it laps up against your skeletal mages in a cacophone way. Or what is it? Cacophone. What is it?
Cacophony.
Whatever it is. Don't ever use the cacophone. All right. That's going to be it for calls. By the way, that is an easy thing also to contribute to the show. 801-471-0462. That's 801-471-0462. For those that may be interested in seeing a version of the Warcraft premiere in June with a bunch of other Frog Panthers, if you live somewhere in Salt Lake City or surrounding state of Utah or Idaho or Arizona, a lot of people come from all over the place. People come from California. People are coming from from freaking Colorado. If you are interested in that and you want to reserve seats and hang out with us and get some prizes and hang out and all that, head on over to frogpants.com/Warcraft. That's the thing I'm going to recommend people do. Outside of that, heroes4u.com is our website. Join us in the game /joinfrogpants. Always somebody to play with in there. core@heroes4u.com. Again, the phone number is 801-471-0462. You can find us on Twitter. Follow John at John_Jagger, Bo Schwartz, Scott Johnson for me, and the show at Core Heroes. That's going to do it for us, for me, for Bo, and for John. We'll see you guys next time. This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
That's a good question.
It is. I agree.
What is a cock phone booth?